This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
You would have heard about Badjar. They have their community service announcements here on Joy. And to tell us a bit more about Badjar right now, joins me on the line is Donna. Donna, thank you very much for your time today.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
Very well. Yourself?
Very good, thank you.
Good, good. Now, tell us a little bit about Badjar.
Well, Badjar is a wildlife rescue group that operates in most of Victoria. We originated in the Ballarat district because there was such a need to assist wildlife. We've grown pretty quickly, and we have sister groups in Gippsland, East Gippsland, Ararat, Benalla and Geelong now.
Wow.
We are a team of rescuers that are available 24/10 to assist injured and orphan wildlife. And how it works is a call comes in, a rescuer goes out, the animal's rescued, taken to a vet or to the nearest shelter.
Okay.
And we've been operating now for about 2 years, so...
So what type of animals do you see?
We see most wildlife. I can give you a whole list of them. We go from kangaroos, wallabies, wombats, koalas, reptiles, possums, gliders, microbats, fruit bats, all types of birds, and raptors, which are birds of prey like eagles.
And how would you say they're most often injured?
Look, they come in for many, many reasons. And it depends whether it's rural or city. It can be car hit. We have roost cord and fences. A lot of illegal shooting, unfortunately. The storms. Little baby birds get blown from trees, possums.
Okay.
The drought. We have a lot of animals coming in drought from dehydration and starvation. And, of course, bushfires. And then there's a lot of animals that have to be rescued from being displaced by the spread of suburbia. That's just to name very few of them.
So what happens, they're brought to the shelters. Now, the people that actually work at the shelters, are they trained veterinarians or do you need to take them to a vet? Or how does that work?
Okay, well, when they first come into a shelter, often our rescuers might take the animal straight to the vet. But if the shelter's closer, they'll take it to the nearest shelter.
Yeah.
When the animal comes in, it's assessed for its injuries, it's stabilised and then rehydrated. From the assessment, if they need veterinary treatment, they're taken off to the vet. Some injuries are too serious and the animal may need to be euthanised.
Mm-hmm.
But once they come in, they're weighed, they're aged, and a correct diet's worked out for them, and whether they can be coming to care or not.
So is the ideal situation to get them back into the wild as soon as possible?
Definitely, and particularly with certain species. For instance, if you have a kookaburra, if he doesn't go back to his own place as quick as possible, he loses his place in the wild. So it's really crucial to rehab them as fast as possible and get them back out there.
Is there some cases where they just can't go back in the wild and you actually keep them there?
Legally, you're not allowed to do that. We work under the Department of the DSE. And if an animal isn't 100% fit and able to be taken back to the wild, then the rule is that it has to be euthanised.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. It's quite serious.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can understand why, because the animal is a wild animal. And it needs to be in its own natural environment.
Yes. Now, what should someone do if they find a sick and injured or an orphaned animal?
Okay. The very first thing people should do is contact a wildlife rescue group, and there's several groups in Victoria. If it's safe to do so, they need to wrap the animal up in a towel or a blanket and put it in a box or container and keep it very quiet and dark and warm.
Okay.
Do not feed. A lot of these animals are in shock,
yep.
And to feed them could actually harm them and hinder the rehab. And they also have very specialised diets, so you don't really want to be putting food in unless you know what you're doing.
You might be doing more damage than
you could be
feeding
doing more
them.
Damage. Yes.
Is there anything you should be careful when handling animals? Do you think?
Definitely the biting bits, but there are some situations like if it's a kangaroo on the side of the road. We don't want people to approach it. There are people that are experienced and know how to do that. What we do is we ask people to stay with the animal if they can. If they can't, to mark the spot. Any animal that people pick up, they need to know exactly where the animal came from so it can, if it does survive, it can go back there. And clear directions and descriptions of the animal. we've had some really funny calls.
Okay. So can you give me an example of a funny call?
I had a call of a local person called in and said, I've got a kangaroo with its joey in the top of a gum tree, which I found very, very interesting.
Yes.
I've got to go down and see this. And he was very adamant that it was definitely a tree kangaroo in a gum tree. I assured him that we don't have tree kangaroos in Victoria. And a little bit later, he rang back very embarrassed to say it was just a very fat brush-tailed possum.
Oh, dear.
So, once he got his binoculars out. So it's really important to be clear in your descriptions and directions.
Now, you must have had some pretty memorable things happen. I believe that you've rescued a few eagles, and your first eagle rescue was pretty memorable.
Yes, my first eagle rescue was very exciting, but very daunting. I had a call from our ranger, and I went out to meet him, and it was a very open field with very few fences, and the eagle couldn't fly, and it was only a very young eagle. And that day I learnt very quickly that eagles could run as fast as they could fly.
Oh, really?
So it was a very, very interesting thing that we needed to do because there was only two of us. We actually were able to run the eagle down a fence line to a corner and throw a blanket over him and pick him up. So we whipped him into the car and he went up to a raptor specialist in Ballarat after we went to the vet who rehabbed him, and a week later he gave me a call and said, "Donna, he's ready to go home." So down he came. And unfortunately, I missed his release because on the way to the release, I had another animal call. So I never did get to see him fly away. But he was in care for a week and went home again.
Excellent. Now, there's lots of different ways that people can support Badger. I believe they can donate money because, of course, I'm guessing the care for these animals for this short time costs money, doesn't it?
It does. Everything is voluntary. All the medical costs, as well as the food formulas, as well as the petrol for the rescues, all come out of the rescuer's pocket or the shelter's pocket. We have a donation online for if people would like to donate to the group. Donations from the public go to the nearest shelter that is within our group,
uh-huh.
So the money goes directly to the animals. Donations of towels, woolen blankets and pillowcases, medical supplies are always grateful. And you can do that by contacting the Badger operator and they'll be able to organise someone to collect it.
And do you also need volunteers to help out at the actual shelters?
Volunteers are always needed.
Yes.
Always desperately needed. If people would like to volunteer to help at shelters, then they can call their nearest shelter and offer their services, and I'm sure they'd be very, very welcomed. We also have a need for volunteers to become rescuers and transporters. And I'm actually doing a training course in East Gippsland this weekend, and in another couple of weekends a training course in the Ballarat area. So if anybody is interested in learning a bit more about it and wanting to become a volunteer, they can call the Badger line and give us their name and their email address and someone will be in touch with them.
Beautiful. Donna, thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat to us today.
Thank you, Adam.
Of course, if anyone wants to get hold of you, the phone number is 1300-BADGAR, which is spelled B-A-D-G-A-R, and also you've got your website as well, which is wildlifeshelter.org.au.
That's right.
Donna, thank you very much for your time today.
No worries. Thanks, Adam.
My pleasure. That was Donna from Badger. Once again, those numbers is 1300-BADGAR, which is spelled B-A-D-G-A-R, or wildlifeshelter.org.au.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.